Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala, wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins surah al-mutaffifin by a few ayat that are extremely relevant to every person that wants to purchase, buy and sell products. In fact, this advice, this command, and a warning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is extremely pertinent, extremely important for anybody who wants to have a business or anybody who wants to deal with people in terms of purchasing, buying and selling particular goods. Because it's from the characteristics of the Muslim, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he perfects his character with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he perfects his character with the people. And dealing with others, dealing with mankind, is from the rights of the people, which essentially is a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhumah, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah. We'll just take the first few ayat of this surah. He mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah whilst the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrah to Al-Madina. And he revealed this surah so as to prepare the Ansar, to allow them to purify their hearts and to purify their dealings with the people. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. These are the ayat that we'll take today, inshallah ta'ala. He says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. The statement wail, the scholars of Islam, they say there are two meanings or two interpretations, and both of them are correct for the statement wail. The first is, wail is a wadi fi jahannam, is a valley in the fire of hell. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms that whoever is al-mutaffifin, al-ladhina idha iktalu ala nasi yastawfun, which we'll speak about in a minute, whoever has this characteristic of the mutaffifin, they're going to be given a valley in the fire of hell. Or they'll be placed on this valley in the fire of hell. And this was the opinion of some of the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. The second meaning of wail is it's a kalima, it's a statement to emphasize extreme warning and severe punishment for those people that fall under the characteristic or the description that Allah's about to mention. So it's a severe warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Who does this wail belong to? Who is deserving of this valley in the fire of hell? Or who is deserving of this severe warning, a severe punishment that is going to befall upon them? He says, wail لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. The lamb emphasizes it belongs to who? Al-Mutaffifin. And who are al-mutaffifin? Al-mutaffifin, as he describes subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. They are people that when they receive a measurement, they're trying to purchase something from somebody else, they demand the full measure of what they're trying to get. So when a person goes to the shop, for example, and he wants to purchase something, he ensures that the thing that he's purchasing, the item that he's purchasing, is weighed, is measured to its full. So he takes his complete right. But at the same time, وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. At the same time, when it's time for them to give this item away, when it's time for them to measure something in order to sell it, they are people that always give less than what is due. This is a description of al-mutaffifin. So al-mutaffifin is when it's time for you to purchase, when it's time for you to take your right, you make sure that you are taking every little detail. You'll go and complain, you'll see, look at the faults of the product that you're purchasing, and you try to make sure you're given your weight in full, your right in full. But when you are selling, when it's on the other hand, when you are selling, you try to deceive, you try to cheat, you try to lower the person's right. You try to hide certain faults. You try to deceive the person to whom you are selling this product to. This is al-mutaffifin. Allah says about them, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says about them, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Do they not think, are they silly? Are they crazy? In the sense that, do they not think that they're going to be resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They're going to be raised up to Allah jalla wa ala? لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. On a great and mighty day. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. On this great and mighty day, they're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ansar, رحمهم الله تعالى, the Ansar رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, they were people that before the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent to them, they had this characteristic whereby when they would measure things, they would always make sure they take their right, but they would never give the full right to the one to whom they are selling this item towards. So Allah جل وعلا, He prepared and purified their hearts before Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came to them. And this is why some of the scholars of Islam, they mention Abu Hadith that mentioned on the virtues of the Ansar after these ayat were revealed. Some of the Ansar after these ayat were revealed, when they will sell a horse or they will sell a camel to the Muhajirun or to the other Ansar, to the other Sahaba in Al-Madinah, they will sell the horse or a camel for a particular price. And then when they would go on their journey and they will see another camel or another horse resembling what they've already sold, and they will notice that this camel or this horse is lower in price to what they sold the horse for initially, they return back to the buyer. And they say, you know what? Lower the price. I was unjust to you. This was the price that I saw in the market. In fact, they'll continue doing this until weeks would go by, sometimes months would go by, whenever they will see a price that was lower in which they initially sold the item for, they return back to the buyer and they would lower the price. The Ansar radiyallahu anhum ajma'een were affected by these ayat. And the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those of us who purchase, for those of us who have businesses, who sell items, who are regularly in the dealings of people, we must understand the importance of these ayat. Your business may be a means for you to enter paradise, but it may also be a means for you to enter the fire. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gathered his Sahaba together one day, and he said to them, "Inna tujjar, hum al-fujjar." He said, "By Allah, or in the tujjar, verily the merchants, the ones who buy and sell, the sellers, they are criminals. They are sinful people." The Sahaba asked, "Ya Rasulullah, hasn't Allah jalla wa ala ahal al-bay wa harram al-riba? Hasn't Allah jalla wa ala permitted transactions, but He made prohibited riba?" To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Yes. Walakinnahum, however, those tujjar, the merchants, those who buy and sell, they make oaths. They speak about certain products, and they are liars in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are liars in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gathered the Sahaba together and he said to them, "Ya ma'shara tujjar, or those who deal with buying and selling, or those who have businesses, or those who sell items," gathering them all together, the Sahaba looked towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, "Inna tujjar, indeed the tujjar, those who buy and those who sell, yub'athuna yawm al-qiyamah fujjaran, they'll be brought to the Day of Judgment as enemies of Allah, as sinful people, except for the people that have taqwa in Allah, except for the people that do good, and except for the people that are truthful." The scholars of Islam, they say, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to affirm a punishment and say that in the tujjar, that indeed the merchants, those who sell, are enemies to Allah, al-fujjar, indicates that the majority of those who buy and sell, the majority of those that have businesses and sell items and deal with the people, the majority of them are going to take the rights of Allah through taking the rights of the people. The majority of them will take the rights of Allah through taking the rights of the people. Hence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes by saying, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." Whoever cheats us is not from us. Whoever cheats us is not from us. And he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Al-bay'an bil khiyar ma lam yatafarraqa." The buyer and the seller are always they always have the option to return back or to ask back what they've sold, so long as though they don't part their gatherings. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِن صَدَقَ وَبَيَّنَا. But if there were people that were truthful and they explained the details of the product that they sold, بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless both of them in what they have sold or what they have purchased. But if there were people that cheated and they deceived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take away the barakah for both of them, or take away the barakah for the one that was dealing in the level of cheating. That's all, brothers or sisters in Islam. These ayat haven't just been revealed upon the sahaba to explain to them or to purify their dealings, but these ayat are a reminder to the servants of Allah Jalla wa'ala about the importance of being truthful, especially when buying and especially when selling. Do not cheat. Do not cheat your brothers and sisters in Islam. Do not deceive them when you buy and you sell products. Because we often find that one of the main reasons for the levels of brotherhood or family ties to be cut is cheating and deceiving in buying and selling products. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us and to protect us from this adab that he mentions here. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our dealings with the people. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in everything we purchase and in everything we sell. جزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.